Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Stone House by Marita Conlon McKenna, read by Caroline Lennon. Maeve Dillon walked down the gravelled driveway and across the main road before turning through the gap in the hedgerow onto the narrow lane that led to the Strand. She savoured the solitude and quiet of the empty beach as she kicked off her flip-flops and wriggled out of her loose grey tracksuit. She loved to swim at this time of the morning, and she walked across the bleached sand to the beckoning curve of swirling foam. The tide was in, and she waded out to the tops of her thighs, her screams like that of a five-year-old, as the freezing chill of the waves enfolded her, and she dived in. The water was so cold it almost took her breath away. A good swimmer, she took long, even strokes as she swam along the shoreline. Back and forth, five times, six times, the sea water invigorating her, sending the blood coursing through her veins, making her feel young, alive. She floated, letting the rhythm of the waves take her. There was nothing like it. Ever since she was a small girl, she'd been swimming on this stretch. And now that she was getting older, it was one of her great pleasures. Light and ageless, she floated. Her daughters fussed and told her it was dangerous to swim alone. But she ignored their concerns. It beat going to a gym or aerobic classes any day. Two more stretches, backstroke, overarm. She ran out and grabbed her towel, scrubbing at her limbs and shoulders, trying to dry herself. Warming as she pulled the fleece sweatshirt over her mottled blue and pink tinged skin, as she set off back up the beach, nodding to Philip Doyle, who was walking his two golden Labradors. She walked briskly, turning towards home. She crossed the road to the stone house, the granite-clad house where she had grown up and where she and Frank in turn had raised their own family. The house built by her grandfather was set on a slight slope overlooking the beach and provided magnificent views of the Rossmore coastline and the shipping lanes, the sound and smell of the sea a constant in the lives of its inhabitants. A shower, then breakfast, for she had a busy day ahead. She pottered around the kitchen, porridge oats, milky tea, and some toast with bramble jelly. A solitary breakfast. She was still unused to this empty kitchen. Children grown, Frank gone. She sat inside the window, perusing yesterday's edition of the Irish Times, Jinx the cat mewing for attention. She let him out and watched him chase a daring robin across the patio. She loved this house, this garden, and drew comfort from them.